Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1144. We're here to challenge your knowledge with the best trivia on the internet. Let's jump right in. Let's start with round one. The category, pull. Here's the first question. You pull a few of these to get a favor done. The answer is strings. Moving on to the second question. From the idea of breaking camp comes this phrase for moving on. The answer is pull up stakes. Let's tackle the third question. Since the 8th century, it's what churchmen have pulled to ring their bells. The answer is ropes. This is worth noting. The practice of ringing church bells dates back to around 400 AD. The ringing of bells is traditionally believed to drive out demons. Here's the fourth question. Word on the two buttons that preceded this one, curly in a Three Stooges clip showing a button marked pull. The answer is press. And now, the fifth question. Ermal Fraze holds the 1963 patent for part of the tear strip opener, better known to pop drinkers as this. The answer is pull tab. Now let's move on to round two. The category sounds like an Irish county. Here's the first question. You may be asked to sniff one of these removed by a sommelier. The answer, a cork. Here comes the second question. It's something held on sandwiches. The answer is mayo. On to the third question. Dalloon or Danes? The answer is Clare. The fourth question is next. Young Doctor, played by Lou Ayres and Richard Chamberlain. The answer is Kildare. And finally, the fifth question. Route Julius Caesar took to France. Too hard? Okay, Flutus James. The answer is Galway or Galway. Round three. The category is in the air. Here's the first question. In a Khaled Hosseini book, the real fun began when the string of one of these was cut. The answer is a kite. Here comes the second question. In Genesis, this man is told to take fowls of the air by sevens. The answer is Noah. On to the third question. At a 1914 air show, Lawrence Sperry stood on the wing as the plane he was flying stayed on course using this invention. The answer is autopilot. Remember the categories in the air. Moving on to the fourth question. A murmuration of these stellar birds is seen in Spain, making some pretty shapes. The answer is starlings. Starlings are known for their stunning aerial displays, known as murmurations, where thousands, sometimes millions, of starlings fly in swooping, intricately coordinated patterns across the sky. And the last question for this round. In 1979, this craft made news when it entered the atmosphere and broke apart over Australia. The answer is Skylab. Round four, here we go. The category, you keep me hanging on. Here's the first question. These fasteners were patented by Walter Hunt in 1849 and made diapering a cinch. The answer is safety pins. Here's the second question. The trademark name of this hook and loop fastener is from the French for hooked velvet. The answer is Velcro. And the third question, manly name for the fasteners that go through the front of formal dress shirts. The answer is studs. Here's the fourth question. From Old French for attach, it's a short metal fastener used to join two sheets of metal together. The answer is a rivet. And finally, the fifth question. Around 1891, Whitcomb Judson took out a patent on the slide fastener, which today we call this. The answer is the zipper. Now for the last round, the category, the Anthony Quinn Film Festival.